Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hi, I'm Casey Luskin, Program Officer for Public Policy and Legal Affairs at the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. And on this ID the Future podcast, we'll be discussing whether critical analysis of evolution is the same as teaching intelligent design. Critical analysis of evolution is a very popular policy in 5 states currently in various school districts around the country, where students are required to learn about the scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolution. Yet a favorite Darwinist conspiracy theory is to claim that education policies requiring critical analysis of evolution are simply a guise for teaching intelligent design. For example, Professor Patricia Princehouse was quoted saying, "Critical analysis is intelligent design relabeled, just as intelligent design was creationism relabeled, and critical analysis is just another name for creationism." But are these claims true? Well, here are 5 simple reasons why teaching critical analysis of evolution is very different from teaching about intelligent design. Firstly, the educational approaches are logically distinct. One can critique evolution without discussing replacement theories or alternative explanations such as intelligent design. For example, the Kansas Science Standards require that students learn about critiques of arguments for evolution from the fossil record, molecular data, and embryology without any appeals to alternative explanations. The standards also critique chemical origin of life scenarios without proposing any alternative hypothesis. Intelligent design is not based upon the mere refutation of evolution. Intelligent design requires some positive argument that helps us to conclude that a designer was involved in the process of design. Thus, teaching ID requires some positive argument, but mere critical analysis of evolution does not give you that positive argument and does not logically lead to the conclusion of intelligent design. Secondly, there are various places around the country which require critical analysis of evolution that have explicit statements of intent to not require teaching intelligent design. Many states and districts have sanctioned critical analysis of evolution have also included in their policies explicit disclaimers ensuring that students, teachers, and the public understand that the critical analysis policy does not call for teaching ID. For example, Kansas's state science standards, which are presently the strongest standards in the country calling for critical analysis of evolution, state, quote, "While the testimony presented at the science hearings including many advocates of intelligent design, these standards neither mandate nor prohibit the teaching about this scientific disagreement," unquote. Thirdly, scientific critique is a separate legal category from teaching about alternative theories. In Edwards v. Aguillard, the U.S. Supreme Court clearly distinguished between scientific critique of prevailing scientific theories and teaching about alternative viewpoints to evolution. Other courts have followed this example, such as Selwyn v. Cobb County, where a judge in the Northern District of Georgia stated that in a lawsuit over a textbook disclaimer requiring that evolution be, quote, "critically considered," that the issue before the court was, quote, "not whether it is constitutionally permissible for public school teachers to teach intelligent design," unquote. Thus, critical analysis exists as a separate and already protected legal category. Fourthly, there are critics of Darwin that do not support intelligent design. Some critics of neo-Darwinism, such as structuralists or self-organization proponents, have explicitly disaffirmed intelligent design. For example, in January 2006, Dr. Richard von Sternberg testified before the South Carolina Board of Education in favor of critical analysis of evolution, yet Sternberg himself is not an ID proponent. Other prominent Darwin critics who are not pro-ID include Dr. David Berlinski and Dr. Stuart Kaufman. If critical analysis equals ID, then apparently these people do not exist. The final proof is in the Darwinist's own behavior, or what you might call the proof is in the pudding. It took the Darwinists less than 2 months to file a lawsuit to ban intelligent design from Dover, Pennsylvania, after their explicitly pro-ID policy was passed. If the Darwinists really believe that policies calling for critical analysis of evolution during science instruction are the same as teaching ID, then lawsuits would have arisen over the past few years over the many critical analysis policies around the United States in state science standards. But such lawsuits have not happened, and Darwinists have not filed such lawsuits, and they won't, because they know that critical analysis is different from teaching ID, and it's already a protected legal category. I'm Casey Luskin for the ID the Future podcast at the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pennock. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.